When I really need to terminate someone, I listen to Sam Crowley and the Everyday Saturday podcast, and you should too. So do it! Do it now!
Welcome to the Everyday is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Everyday is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
What is up, Sam Crowley? It's great to have you back in the Everyday Saturday Show. When you're kicking the can down the road. That's what we want to talk about today, baby. Got a lot on my mind that I got to get over to you so you can live the Everyday Saturday lifestyle. Before we get started, my name is Sam Crowley, ex-corporate slave. Buying things I couldn't afford with money I didn't have to impress people that I didn't even like. And that, my friend, was how I spent most of my life. I turned 37, quit my corporate job, making $100,000 a year with stock options, company car, health insurance, everything. Gave the boss the middle finger May 6, 2005, only to go bankrupt 90 days later. And then and only then did I find my Saturday. Here I am. 2015, let's celebrate. You know what today is, right? Do you know what today is? Da, 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 da. 95% of the New Year's resolutions are done. Congratulations, everybody. You made it 15 days. Actually, 14, because you didn't do anything today. You made it 2 weeks into a new year with that resolution, that big dream, and it just went... But that's okay. December 31st next year, you're going to make that same resolution. And for the next 50 years. Congratulations, my friend. It gives you something to look forward to. Now, for the rest of us that are listening to the podcast today, we're going, baby. We're going stronger than ever. But you can't kick the can down the road. You know what I mean when I say kick the can down the road? Oh, is that your fault? Kick. No, it's their fault. Kick. Everybody just keeps kicking that can till it's got to land somewhere, right? You can't have a thousand. Well, I guess you could have just kick into... eternity. That rarely happens. We've been going through a lot, as I mentioned a few days ago, with our daughter at Children's Hospital, trying to get anybody anywhere to take responsibility for the lack of care going on. Here's what I've learned. And this is just our story. It's not the only story. It's not your story. It's just our story. Children's Hospital is an amazing facility. Top children's hospital in the country. Here in Cincinnati, Ohio, I'm speaking of. The facility is great. Doctors are great. The nurses, not so much. At least the ones we've had. Now, there's some exceptional nurses we've had at Children's Hospital. And there's a few that we haven't. And unfortunately, when our daughter's there, and by the way, has been born now 151 days, and it's kind of like we know what good care looks like. UC Medical Center gave it to us for 106 days. We know what that looks like. We're going to hold you to that same standard, and when it's not done, we're talking basic care, guys, baths, changing diapers. Our daughter has a trach tube in her throat there, so that's got to get changed out and clean. Stuff's not happening as regularly as it should. So we try to hold a nurse accountable, but it's funny. Nurses go on shifts, 7 to 3, 3 to 11, 11 to 7, and you try to get an answer from the overnight nurse. Here's a perfect example. Perfect example. We just raised you-know-what just 2 days ago because the care was so subpar, inadequate, literally third-world type stuff, okay? And we're just basic stuff like I just talked about, you know, just the basic necessities. And by the way, what does this have to do with every day being Saturday? You'll figure it out real quick once I share this with you. You'll connect the dots. So we got the head of the unit involved and all this stuff. There's changes going to be made, Sam. We've took this nurse, put her there, reassigned this one, put her there. You're right. They weren't doing anything. Well, we know. I mean, we've documented everything. We don't need you to tell us we're right. not to be arrogant, but we already knew that. What are you going to do? Like, what? Okay, so you made these changes. So now trach care is going to be given to our daughter. Trach care is basically cleaning out the area that needs to be cleaned, keeping it from, oh, gee, I don't know, infection. So it wasn't done again last night. Guys, this is one day removed from the feedback we gave, okay? So it's so frustrating because it was supposed to have been done, and we talked to the overnight. Well, it was done by the nurse from 3 to 11, and then the 11 to 7 nurse said it was done by that nurse, yeah. And then the nurse comes in who comes in at 7 says, yeah, it was done. Okay, well, my wife has a little trick she does. When she does trach care, we do it ourselves in the morning each day. All the nurse has got to do is one other time in the next 24 hours, okay? And look, my mom was a nurse. I know nurses under a lot of stress. I know what an average day looks like because we've been around them now for 151 days. I lived with my mom for 18 years in Bradford, Pennsylvania while she was a nurse. I get it. I understand. But I'm just talking about the basic stuff, guys, okay? And we made sure that they weren't understaffed and they weren't in some sort of environment that, you know, was putting them behind the eight ball, because then it necessarily would not have been their fault. But can we just – everybody's so politically correct. So politically – I'm not afraid to offend it. Look, if you're offended by the truth, see you later. Right? See you later. So we tried to bring it to the attention again this morning, and it's like, no, it was done. No, it wasn't, because my wife's got a little trick she does when she changes a trach on an item there that we look for that identifying marker, and if it's still there, it hasn't been changed out. Sorry. Sorry. And guess what? There it is. Still there from yesterday at 10:30 in the morning when we changed it, and my wife left her little signature there that you don't know what it is or where it is or even where to look, but we do, and we'll know if it's not changed out. So the nurse, and we said, check the computer. Okay, check. Guess what? Wasn't done. Oh, wow. Wasn't done. Somebody's got some splaining to do, okay? And see, there's the thing right there. When you're dealing with smart people, or at least people that give a crap, they're going to catch you. So if you try to kick the can down the road, eventually we're going to catch that can, stop it, and make somebody own it. Same thing with you as an entrepreneur. In your business, you need to understand you ain't always going to hit a home run. Things aren't always going to be great. Yesterday is a perfect example. Perfect example. Yesterday I had my live webinar with my training group. I train on podcasting every Wednesday afternoon all around the world. People from Poland, Italy, London, California, Florida, Toronto, all over the place. Okay, I'm running GoToMeeting, recording it with ScreenFlow. And I've got 7 different windows open on my computer. I work on a Mac, so I can illustrate where I'm going, uploading the show, statistics, things like that, things that they need to look for when they launch their own podcast, just like this one here, you know, showing Audacity, how to record, and everything like that. Well, my computer froze, and I knew from the first 5 minutes we ain't going to get through barely my PowerPoint slides, which took 5 minutes for each one to show, let alone any of these windows showing. So I was really screwed, I mean, as far as, you know, delivering the type of presentation that I wanted to. So what did I do? I had a couple of choices. I had A, cancel it. Just say, hey, guys, nothing's working. I'll send you an email, and we'll figure it out. I'll do it when everything's right. I'll do it when everything's perfect, guys. No, I didn't do that. I said, hey, guys, hang with me. I was very upfront and honest. Up front, I said, hey, hang with me, okay? This is going really slow. Don't have a lot of options other than let's do some really dive into some Q&A. So any questions you got from the last webinar, any questions about today, whatever you're doing, fire them out there. And we had some great questions. And I took questions for, I went an hour and 20 minutes, I think, or something like that, hour and 15 minutes. And I was able to get through my slides. I was able to do a kind of a blended version of the presentation. But I didn't blame anybody. Yeah, GoToMeeting sucks when you're working with a Mac. I'm probably not going to do that anymore. But even if I did, I can't blame GoToMeeting. I can't blame Apple for my product. Just own it, man. Sorry, it's going slow. I'll make it up for you. So I told everybody we're doing a bonus webinar tomorrow, which is Friday. And I just shot another video, uploaded it to my YouTube channel, unlisted, so only they can see it for today, for some of the stuff I wanted to cover yesterday. And guess what? Got amazing reviews. All last night, I got emails from people saying, wow, Sam, under pressure, you really delivered. I could tell nothing was going to work for you yesterday. I actually felt sorry for you. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. But look, people can feel sorry for you, but they paid $1,000 for this training, all right? Everybody on the webinar paid $1,000 for this 4-week training, so they aren't going to be that, you know, excited if they can't get what I promised that they would get. Had one person wasn't excited, but you're going to have one, guys. Look, you ain't going to please everybody, okay? Out of 100 people, you're going to have one person who just no matter what you do to try to make them happy. It just isn't going to work. It's not your fault. It's not their fault. I just think it's not a good marriage. It just isn't going to happen, okay? But you still deliver what you say you were going to deliver, all right? You never back up and say, well, okay, I'm not going to deliver. No, you still even deliver more. That's why I shot that extra video today, because I want to deliver even more value. Even the bonus webinar tomorrow, I want to deliver more value. So when you're faced with adversity and somebody questions you, own it. If you can, if it's your fault, or even if it's not, just own it. Say, you know, I'm aware of it. I'm going to do whatever I can do, whatever it is, whatever it is. I don't care, whatever it is to make you happy, okay? Now, if some customer is irate and they, some people are never happy. You know that, right? Like, some people just aren't happy. It could be 75 degrees, a slight breeze in the air, not a cloud in the sky. Everything's perfect. They're holding literally a winning lotto ticket. And they're going to be upset that they take the cash value and lose out on the full amount. I mean, some people are so negative, if you would have put them in a dark room, they'd develop. Okay? So the point today is, understand that if there's an issue in your business relationship, just own it, man. Just own it. That's so much easier, because then it takes everybody's tension level comes down. Like, okay, he's aware of it, and he's going to make something. He's going to make the best of it. Children's Hospital? They haven't made the best of it. It takes a lot. I mean, my wife and I are so submissive, especially to the medical staff. They say, look, you guys do what you do, man. Do what you do. We're just here to love our daughter up. You know, whatever we can do to help you guys. Well, at some point in time, when you see that ship sinking, you got to say something, you know. And you see smoke, yell fire and let people know. And then they need to react. And if somebody does that in your business and yells fire, react. Go and see if there really is a fire. Maybe somebody just pulled a false alarm. But go investigate. Don't kick the can down the road. That doesn't serve anybody. Doesn't serve you. Doesn't serve them. Nobody. Nobody learns from it. There's no teachable moment. Nothing. Nothing good can happen from kicking the can down the road and not taking accountability for what it is. You flubbed up? You flubbed up, dude. We make mistakes. We all do. What are you kidding me? I'm going to make 700 of them today. It's great. It's awesome. Get to wake up and do 700 more tomorrow. But they won't be the same ones I did today, because those of us that don't learn from history are doomed to repeat it. Would you agree with that statement? Those that don't learn from history are doomed to repeat it. So own it, man. Just own it. Love it. Eat it up. Yeah, baby. It's Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.